Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back to the show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Do you have an issue with teachers showing the more graphic details of past tragic events to kids under the age of 10? Give us a call, 585-252-9800. Let us know what you think. Nancy, a listener of ours, who's been patiently on hold, says she's fuming after her six-year-old son's teacher showed the class graphic details of 9/11 yesterday just to educate the students on the events that took place back in 2001. How would you feel about this if it was your child? Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, Nancy. Are you still there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, too. Tell us what happened yesterday. Why are you just absolutely going off the rails here?
Shooketh.
Well, I understand yesterday being September 11th, you know, a very somber day, I think, for everyone. And I have a six-year-old who goes to elementary school.
Yep.
And, you know, the teacher just decided, you know, upon herself to educate the kids on the tragic events that happened 23 years ago.
In what way?
Not like, you know, not like a normal person. Like, she decided she was going to show six-year-old children, small impressionable children, graphic details of the event. Planes crashing in the towers, people jumping from the World Trade Center's buildings. Like, I mean, even for myself, I remember those images. You know, they are ingrained in my brain. So for six-year-olds to see this, I mean, what kind of monster is she?
Most of us saw it happen live.
Yeah, and I was seven when I was watching that when it all went down. So I get it.
There was no letter or anything sent home in advance that this was going to take place at this
school. Well, I mean, it's only been a week. It's only been in school for 1 week.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I don't know if she notified anyone, like if the school okayed this, but it's not okay in any way. Even if the school said it was okay, what about us as parents? Do we get a say in what our kids are being shown and taught? I mean, it's disgusting, and I'm livid about it.
Unfortunately, no, when you send your kid to public school. Like, that's kind of the risk you run.
It should not be that way. I'm sorry. Public, private, we as parents should all have a right to know what our kids are being taught. And so, you know, coming on here this morning, I know you guys have a huge audience, and I wanted to let any parents know that have their children in my son's school that I'm taking action. I apologize on behalf of her stupidity, and I don't know about anyone else, but my son came home absolutely shaken up yesterday, like traumatized.
Did he ask any questions?
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
Nancy, like, at what age are you going to educate your child on these horrific events that shaped our nation?
I mean, I don't know what the appropriate age is, but these children are 5 and 6.
It is young.
This is not the time. And then it's not just, you know, about what happened. It's so much more. You know, we've never talked about deaths before. We've never talked about terrorism. We've never, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
evil that exists in this world. How do you explain that to a child who's just trying to, you know, start their lives in school? I mean, it's just
they're trying
horrific.
To just have a juice box and watch Paw Patrol. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
I mean, my own two cents, but I think it, if graphic details are to be shown, I think teachers maybe I don't know. What do I know? But I think they should provide appropriate content warnings and, I don't know, offer maybe a chance for discussion afterward, just so it allows students to mentally prepare and process what they've seen. Now, I'm not saying 5 and 6, but like as they get older, maybe even in high school, have those conversations. 5 and 6 just seems like, yeah, I can understand why you would be totally pissed off by what happened yesterday. Any other parents agree that this was way too much to show a classroom full of kids at this age group?
I don't. I mean, like, I don't.
Really?
I'm not a parent.
Honestly?
I hope to one day be a parent, but like, your kid goes to public school, your kid is learning about American history, and like, listen, I mean, there's no like, in my opinion, there's just no like sugarcoating 9/11.
No, there's not.
Like, but either you say it or you don't, and she chose to say it.
Can I just say something?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not a parent, so I really don't think you understand. This is not like, I mean, this is not like talking to a teenager, okay?
Uh-huh.
My son is 6. My son is 6 years old. He doesn't have an understanding of many things.
Right.
To come home and say, Mommy, I saw people jumping out of buildings. You know, what happens to them? What happens when I die? Like,
but Nancy, my
child should not be thinking about these dark things. I should know as a parent, right? If you're going to show anything graphic to my child, there should be some kind of letter. Tell us. So then we know when our kids come home and they're asking questions, we could be armed with the right answers. I'm pissed. And I need to know if I'm crazy and I'm overreacting.
585-252-9800. Call us. Are you on Nancy's side on this? And before I let you go, Nancy, I got to ask you, what's the course of action you're going to take with this teacher and the school?
Well, I know a few other parents that are pissed, so we're going to actually go up to the school later on today.
Okay.
And we are going to see if this teacher, you know, is going to have any repercussions. I would love for her to get fired or at least, like, have some kind of training.
No.
And I also think there needs to be some protocol from now on.
I just think you're putting your...
anything is being taught to our children that is not... you know, of their level. I think it's terrible. Look, I'm sorry, but you don't understand. You don't have a child.
You're putting your energy in the wrong place, though, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion. But, like, I respect yours, and that's fine. And I wish you, excuse me, all the luck with
that. All right, we got to wrap this up. Nancy, I really appreciate you calling in and telling us what happened yesterday.
No problem. I'm disgusted about it. So
well, yeah, I'm
thanks
sure.
for helping.
Well, keep us posted with what happens.
Okay.
Thanks so much. I mean, it's just wild what's going on in some of the classrooms. Let me get to the phones here. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Talk to us.
I'm just calling. I have a senior in high school right now.
Okay.
When she was in kindergarten, Sandy Hook happened.
Okay.
And I had to have that horrible discussion with her. Talking about what happened to 23 children that day.
Yeah.
At the ripe age of 5.
And
at 5 years old.
Right.
I mean, what does that conversation look like?
It's difficult, but I'm a firm believer that kids are going to know. They're going to learn different ways. And I would rather have that open conversation with them.
Yeah, of course. I think any parent would.
I think the mom that called in about the 9/11, I can see where she's coming from, but I also think that sometimes we need to take a step back and just think about it and not be so forceful, because that teacher was doing what she was thought was good for the children.
Yeah.
We have to give teachers credit.
100%, and that's why I was like, she's putting her energy in the wrong
place. We have to stop thinking that we should walk into the school and start...
getting everyone fired.
Yeah.
I agree. I just got a text coming in from a woman by the name of Kaylee, and she said this woman on the phone has a valid point. And as an educator, I'm wondering, when will this stop being received When will this stop being a received trauma we visit upon our students who weren't even born when 9/11 happened?
Guys, I mean, like, this has to be discussed. Like, it's literally the biggest part of American history. Like, yep. And if you started at a young age, they're not going to be as shocked when they get to be 10, 11. Like, I don't know. I think that we're all sheltering our kids way too much, and everyone can come back at me and be like, you're not a parent. You would never understand. But it's like, but I also have, like, been a child. And, I think it's important. I don't know.
Listen, if a teacher is going to do it, no problem. But I feel like parents would like the opportunity to talk to them first about what's happening. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Jill says, this mom is right. I would love the chance to speak to my child about the events before a teacher goes and plays video of a plane flying into the side of a building.
But, like, you should be having those. Like, if you're well enough to send your kid to school and you think your child is mature enough to handle being away from you and retaining this information, you should get all of these things out of the way, because if they're not going to learn it from the teacher, they're going to learn it from a peer. If they're not going to learn it from a peer, they're going to learn it from an aide. Like, they're going to pick up on things in school, and if you want to get ahead of that, do it before they go to school. Like, period.
I just think there's a time and a place. At 5 and 6, I don't know. I'm on the fence about this one. Hello, PXY, who's this?
This is DeMario.
Mario! Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys.
One of our faves. So what is what is your opinion on this whole situation? Because it is a tricky one.
I think it's crazy, man. Yeah, I'm with the mom on that one. I think she should press charges against the school.
Really?
Press charges?
Yeah. Do you have kids, Mario?
Man. I sure do.
Wow.
How old are they?
I sure do. I have a 17-year-old. I have a 4-year-old and I have a 3-year-old.
Wow. Okay, so wide range.
Your kids are young. And so if somebody took it upon let's say your 5-year-old to show them these details, like this teacher decided to do yesterday, I mean, I would just assume that they send letters home to say, hey, you know, if you're going to celebrate a birthday this year, you got to make sure you invite every kid in the class. Why wouldn't they send a letter home for something like this that they're going to show this?
I have no idea, but they should have, man. It's crazy. No kid should have to be, you know, seeing stuff like that. I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy.
And I mean, you're going to be dealing.
Do what you need to do.
You're going to be dealing with this sooner rather than later when it comes to your kids in school.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to come when my kids come home. I got to explain to them what happened and, you know, why is this. Tragedy happened to people, and just, you know,
it's a bigger conversation. It's a much bigger conversation.
And very convoluted.
Like Nancy said, you got to talk about death. You got to talk about terrorism. But before I let you go, Mario, what's an appropriate age to actually talk to kids about 9/11 and what actually happened that day?
Maybe 14-ish, 15-ish, where they're, you know, they understand. They've seen some things before. Because when I first seen it, I was like in what, 8th grade?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I remember at the time when it happened, they rolled out the TV and, you know, I seen it crash into the building and my young mind was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, that age.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the insight, Mario, and thank you so much. And I think you had such an interesting perspective because you do have an older child and a couple younger kids too. So it's a wide range.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
You got it, man. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you soon. 585-252-9800. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to circle back and get to the rest of your phone calls and text messages coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Do you have an issue with teachers showing the more graphic details of past tragic events to kids under the age of 10? Call us at 585-252-9800. Let us know what you think. And just to continue the conversation, if you missed it, Nancy called in earlier this morning, says she was totally pissed after her 6-year-old son's teacher decided to show some serious details on what happened on 9/11 23 years ago. Here's a clip of the call from this morning if you missed Nancy on with us.
She decided she was going to show 6-year-old children Small impressionable children, graphic details of the event. Planes crashing in the towers, people jumping from the World Trade Centers.
I gotta ask you, what's the course of action you're gonna take with this teacher and the school?
Well, I know a few other parents that are pissed, so we're gonna actually go up to the school later on today.
Okay.
And we are going to see if this teacher, you know, is going to have any repercussions. I would love for her to get fired or at least, like, have some kind of training.
No.
And I also think there needs to be some protocol from now on.
Okay, so that was Nancy. And then the...
Not her getting everyone fired.
Calls started coming in. Let's actually get to some of the calls right now. PXY, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi,
Katie.
Breezy, I agree with you. I think, A, being a teacher is hard enough. Mm-hmm. I have 15 all the way to a one-year-old. Mm-hmm. My almost youngest just started preschool this year, and I've talked to him about it. So it's okay to have active shooter practice at school as a pre-K.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't talk about actual events. Like, it's not like she was making things up. Like,
right.
This could happen. It actually factually happened, and I had a talk with my four-year-old yesterday mm-hmm. about it. I mean,
what kind of questions did your four-year-old ask you?
Well, he was saying, like, I told him in the morning, it's 9/11, I was talking, because we have high school kids, too, so
sure.
I said, just remember, there's me, moment of silence, and remember all the things, because they, I mean, crazy to me that I lived through it, and they're, like, learning about it in textbooks, which is crazy. And, I mean, he just said, like, you know, were people hurt? Yes, people died. And he knows, I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, we talk about death. It's not a comfortable conversation.
Right, right.
But he goes to a public school.
Right.
There's other kids. Kids say worse things than teachers ever could. I mean, my kids learned more from just peers.
Yeah.
Worse things, and have heard worse things and been called worse things than, like, any school or public school has ever done any damage to the children. So, like, I just don't agree that the teacher should be fired for teaching a historical event.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Katie, and I think that what you're saying about the active shooter drills and lockdowns and things of like that nature, we are not in a society or a place in time in history right now where we can just like naively run through life and like skip through the cornfields like we used to in the 60s. Like that's not where we are right now, unfortunately, with all of the things going on, with school shootings happening every single day. Unfortunately, like, you can't just be like, and then 9/11 just didn't happen until you're 14. Yeah. Like, that's just not how it works.
14 is just insane, because by 14, these kids are, I mean, talking about way worse things than,
correct.
Like, I mean, just, it's horrible. Like, I tell my kids all the time, this is not how I was raised. I mean, I was, and I tell them all the things that I did as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a comfortable conversation? No, but I try and tell them, like, we're in a different time. Like, you can't go sneak out of the house.
Right. Like, and look, good on you for being fully transparent with your kids. I know that's probably going to pay off later in the future, too.
I hope so.
Yeah. Thank you so much for weighing in this morning. Appreciate that. Hope you have an awesome day.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Breezy, talk to me about what's going on in the text line.
There's just a lot. I mean, this person says, I agree with Breezy. I'm a teacher and I read school appropriate books to my class. And that's what I did yesterday to my second graders, which was approved by our curriculum. Every single parent wants to send their child to public school. They can look at the curriculum and see what they agree with and what they don't. I don't think this parent has done her full research, and I think that needs to be done. She can't just go in and say, I want this teacher fired.
Got it. If you guys are just joining us right now, we had a listener on the phone by the name of Nancy who was fuming after a teacher in one of the school districts here in Rochester decided to show 5 and 6-year-olds in her classroom graphic details on the events that took place on 9/11 23 years ago. And we're getting a lot of calls and texts. Let's get to a couple more here real quick.
This person says, I teach 3rd grade, 8 and 9-year-olds, and I would never show those videos in my class. But I also agree with Breezy. At some point, they will have to learn,
yep.
And they will have to see these, regardless of whether they're 5 or 15. So better now than later.
And here's the thing. I'm not saying don't show these kids. You know, maybe they are 5 and 6 years old. They're going to learn about 9/11 at some point. I'm just saying, like, isn't it fair to maybe give a parents a heads up? Like, hey, this is what we're going to talk about in the next coming days. maybe it's a good time for you to have a discussion with your kids first before we do it, because we are going
to
do it.
I guess, but like, you shouldn't need to like have a letter sent out to be a parent. You send your kid to school, you know 9/11's coming up. You know it's probably going to be talked about because they're going to a school where, I mean, history is taught. So get ahead of it. Be proactive.
Well, yeah, you can talk about it. I didn't think anybody thought that this teacher was going to show people jumping out of the building and planes flying. I mean, yes, it all happened. But you can decide on what it is you're going to show these kids. Talking about it, having a conversation, sure. Showing them the graphic details, I don't know. I don't know if it was a good idea or not.
This is so random and like so on topic, but like, just so everybody knows, my aunt wrote a book, a children's book about 9/11 called It's Okay to Cry. I think it's a perfect depiction of 9/11 and what happened. You know, there's pictures and cartoons, and it's a sensitive thing. And if you guys want that book, if you're a teacher, if you're an educator, if you're a parent, It's Okay to Cry by Meg Bragg on Amazon. Check it out. It's no free plugs here, but like, I think it's really on topic with what
we're
talking about.
No, you might as well. Yeah, you might as well. Guys, thank you so much for all the texts. Nancy, thank you for calling in, and for everybody that weighed in this morning on this topic. I know it was kind of split down the middle, but it needs to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.